This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Voting is taking place in Russian-held regions of Ukraine on referendums to become part of Russia. Ukraine and the West have denounced the Kremlin-orchestrated referenda as an illegitimate attempt by Moscow to annex areas its forces have occupied during nearly 7 months of war. The votes are being held in the Luhansk, Kherson, and partly Russian-controlled Zaporizhia and Donetsk regions. Meanwhile, as Russia's Vladimir Putin calls up reservists and orchestrates referenda, his army continues to shell Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Ukraine's presidential office says at least 10 civilians were killed and dozens wounded by the shelling in nine Ukrainian regions over the last 24-hour period, adding fighting has continued in the Russia-held southern Kherson region despite the voting. But Ukrainian forces have meted out 280 attacks on Russian command posts and munition depots. Heavy fighting has also continued in the Donetsk region, where Russian attacks targeted Torets and Sloviansk, as well as several smaller towns. Russian shelling in Nikopol and Mahanets on the western bank of the Dnieper River has resulted in deaths and injuries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pakistan is deploying thousands of additional doctors and paramedics in the country's worst flood-hit province to contain the spread of disease. Officials said Friday that diseases have caused over 300 fatalities among flood victims since July. Some of the doctors were refusing to work in Sindh province. They've been fired. Unprecedented monsoon rains and flooding, which many experts attribute to climate change, have affected 33 million people. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his Chinese counterpart on Friday discussed the need to maintain open lines of communication to manage the relationship between Beijing and Washington, especially during times of tension. They met in New York on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. Tensions between Beijing and Washington have risen in recent months following pledges from President Joe Biden that the U.S. will defend the self-governed island of Taiwan if China attacks it. China claims Taiwan as part of its own territory. Earlier this week, Biden said in an interview that U.S. troops would be involved in defending Taiwan if, in fact, he said, there was an unprecedented attack. Later, White House officials insisted the president's remarks were consistent with Washington's long-standing One China policy, which remains committed to maintaining peace across the Taiwan Strait. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a visit to Taiwan in August that also drew Beijing's criticism for meddling in what it considers an internal issue. Afghan police say a bomb has exploded outside a mosque in Kabul, killing at least seven people and injuring 41, including two children. Kabul police spokesman Khalid Zadran confirmed the casualties and said worshippers were leaving a mosque in the upscale Wazir Akbar Khan neighborhood after Friday afternoon prayers when the blast hit. The spokesman said all casualties were civilians. He said the bomb was planted in a vehicle parked in front of the mosque, and an investigation was underway. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. Friday's bombing was the latest in a deadly series targeting places of worship in Afghanistan and prominent clerics associated with the ruling Islamist Taliban. Some of the attacks have been claimed by a self-proclaimed affiliate of Islamic State known as Islamic State Khorasan Province. NASA, the U.S. space agency, is expected to conduct what it calls an asteroid experiment on Monday. AP's Shelley Adler has the story.
A spacecraft named DART will zero in on the asteroid Monday, intent on slamming it head-on at 14,000 miles per hour. The impact should be just enough to nudge the asteroid into a slightly tighter orbit around its companion space rock, demonstrating that if that asteroid was headed to Earth, we would stand a fighting chance of diverting it. Thomas Zurbuchen is with NASA.
These threats are real, and I think what makes this time special is we can do something about it.
Cameras and telescopes will watch the crash, but it will take days or even weeks to find out if it actually changed the orbit. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is VOA News.